You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm here with Jack from the SU2 Industry Breakout Session. You work for Radio X and you were on Kerrang as well, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Is student radio enough? What would you suggest you do as well as student radio?
Student radio is the perfect place to kick you off and get you started. You then have to take that a bit further. That is through your own dedication. Like I said, travelling. I mean, I travelled from Nottingham down to London in my final year.
How long is that journey?
2 hours on the train every single weekend for the whole of third year. So my social life got, well, it was non-existent pretty much because of that.
But I'm sure you were listening to some good podcasts on the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Doing your homework.
Yeah, your podcast.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Well, you've entered the Student Radio Awards, the
SRA Selector.
So how did that go?
Well, the Student Radio Awards were really good. So I entered Best Male and Best Specialist, got nominated for Best Specialist. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm good at. The SRA Selector competition got put up and I was like, brilliant. This is like perfect specialist music and a competition dedicated to it, and I could potentially go to Mexico from it. Amazing.
And you did go to Mexico.
And I won it in the end, and I did go to Mexico and have the most amazing time in the whole entire world. And from that, sent my demo to Kerrang from Kerrang Radio X.
Russ from Radio X, it was your birthday yesterday. How did you celebrate?
I played some beer pong.
So when you landed a proper job, a proper radio job at Radio X, how did you defeat your initial on-air nerves?
At the end of the day, it was just practice. It's easy to get bogged down in nerves and think you're coming away with a really crummy show. But I've had some bad air checks, man.
And how do you leave those sorts of discussions with your chin up?
You can do better, and they're giving you a kick up the bum because it's best for you. They're not just trying to get you down, but it's, you know, it's something that's is going to make you better in the long run. I got some fan mail. It was lovely because the concept of fan mail is so abstract.
It wasn't undergarments, was it?
No. I've had a few weird ones, but we won't talk about that.
So, Sammy from Absolute Radio 90s and Demo Factor Champion is here with me now.
Hello.
Well, last year's Demo Factor Champion, the crown has since been thieved. What's the main difference in your opinion between working in student radio, volunteering in student radio, and working in the industry?
You know what, from the outset, there doesn't seem like a lot of differences. You know, the office felt the same. I'm still editing audio. I'm still thinking creatively. There isn't a lot of difference in its outset when you're in the office. I guess the only difference is that everything matters a tad more. Doing a bad job isn't really an option. Like last week, Danielle Perry interviewed Mick Jagger. It was my job to make sure that the quality of that audio was right, make sure the phone line was set up, pick up the phone to Mr. Mick Jagger, which was a interesting 15 seconds. People in student radio often have this grand image that it is massively different and it is an intimidating place. Yes, there are a few systems that are more complicated, but really, it's fairly similar.
Johnny from BBC Radio Gloucestershire. I was worried about saying that. What do you think is the biggest advantage to working within local radio?
There's a lot of opportunities. You get to do so much stuff. You could be sort of producing a show, you can be writing cues for presenters, you can be out reporting, and also it gives you a chance to really show what you can do. Like, if you're good at something, local radio will give you the chance to say, look, I've always wanted to do this, I quite fancy it. And most people will go, yeah, you know what, if you really want to do it, come in, have a look at how we do it, and then have a go yourself.
I imagine it's sort of cozier as well.
It is cozy, but it's exactly the same as any radio station. You're working towards the same end, which is you want to make the best stuff that you can make.
And attend the odd village fete.
Yeah, every now and again.
Chris North, industry professional. How would you advise students here at the SRACon to approach a radio professional, say at the bar or in the cafeteria, wherever they may be?
I think it's really a bit of common sense, if I'm honest. I think make sure you shake their hand, introduce yourself, say your name, like tell them who you are. Even if they're in the bar, they will still remember your name and you would be able to refer back to that. So that's quite important. I know it sounds really strange, but just because you follow them on Twitter doesn't mean to say that you're going to know who they are. And be normal. Don't be weird. Approach people as you would approach anybody else. You have to sort of have a conversation with them. Communicate. That's what we're in. We're in the industry of communication, and just have a chat with them. From that point forward, when we leave conference, some of us talk about it and we remember people when they've been normal with us and had conversations and created dialogue and remember things.
So give me your best weird. Something you wouldn't want to be asked at the bar or told at the bar.
I've been told lots of things. Lots of things have happened to me. I've had a girl come to talk to me and tell me that I didn't like their demo and why they were annoyed about it. She was obviously a bit drunk, but she was holding her shoes and she was also holding a pint of lager and continued to pour the pint of lager down her shoes, which went all down my shirt. And she finally said, why did you not listen to my demo and will you? I said, not anymore, because you've just poured a pint of lager down my shirt. And she realised. I think it's being aware, socially aware of what you're up to. People who just prod you or annoyed about something as if it's our problem to sort of solve there and then. Give people space.
It's not necessarily now or never.
No, it's not now or never, because there's always a follow-up moment.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.